Yesterday, I started a series of messages on the grace of God, salvation by grace, and we'll continue after I pray. Lead us, guide us, and direct us, our Heavenly Father, as we open thy word to study today, honor the precious word of God, and save some precious soul today, enlighten some precious heart that has been darkened by sin and unbelief. Honor the word, the blood, the name of Jesus, for Christ's sake. Amen. Yesterday, I declared that all can be saved. That is, the grace of God is extended to all who will come to God by Jesus Christ, who satisfied the holiness of God, the righteousness of God, the law of God, and he fulfilled every jot and every tittle of everything that God's holiness demands to satisfy the sin debt. Jesus came to take away the sin of the world, and he said, "It is finished." Therefore, he did take away the sin, S-I-N. He's coming the second time to take away S-I-N-S and remove and erase every trace of sin's effect upon the universe. Now, Jesus completed the mission upon which he came, that is, the first time, his first coming. He came to take away S-I-N, and sin is refusing to believe God, or sin is the transgression of God's law or rebellion against God on the part of man. Sin is rebelling, that is, refusing to receive the Word of God. We read in 1 John that sin is breaking God's law. And of course, we've all sinned. We've all come short of the glory of God. There is none righteous, no, not one. Now, there are so many who say, "I'd love to be saved, I want to be saved, and I plan to be saved, but I just cannot understand how to be saved." Now, I said salvation is for whosoever. The Spirit and the bride say, "Come." Let him that heareth say, "Come." Let him that is thirsty come, and whosoever will, let him drink of the water of life freely. Revelation 22:17. That is the invitation to whosoever, to all and sundry, to anyone, anywhere, who will come to Jesus. God will save that soul by God's grace. All right. Now, if I could understand, you say. All right, now watch this. We're talking about grace. I'm preaching on grace. Pure grace. Listen. The natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. Now this is 1 Corinthians 2:14. 1 Corinthians 2:14. The natural man, that is the unregenerated man, the sinner, regardless of whether he is a good man or an outrageous man, he's a sinner if he's not saved. We are not sinners whether we're good or bad. We are sinners because we have not received Jesus. If we have not put our trust in Jesus, then we are a sinner, regardless of how honest, upright we may be. So the natural man is the unregenerated man. The natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. Now listen very carefully to what I'm going to say. Did you say, or have you ever said, "I'll never be saved until I understand it"? Have you ever said that? Are you saying that now? Then you'll never be saved. If you are unsaved, if you are an unbeliever now, if you are a sinner now and you've said, "I'll never be saved until I can understand it," then just get set. You'll never be saved. You'll burn in the lake of fire forever. Well, now, Mr. Green, why do you say that? The natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. Except a man be born of the Spirit, he cannot enter. All right, all right. Except, now watch it, except a man be born of the Spirit. John 3:5. The natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. They are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them. He cannot know them because they are spiritually discerned. You'll never understand salvation.